Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
doing
the
work. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I'm so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways on this morning. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace, into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank those of you that just so graciously tuned in on this morning, and may God richly bless you, you, and you. I would encourage you to pull up your good seat, get your tea, your coffee, your latte, or whatever beverages of your desired choice, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God. I'd like to send out condolences to all of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48, last 24, last 12, last 8, 30 minutes ago, a moment ago. And I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that God has allies all around the world that's praying with you and for you in your hour of sadness and despair. And may God richly bless you and restore the joy that you once knew and restoration unto your soul. And we're going to go right now on into our intro prayer. And I'm asking all of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. We're acknowledging the one and the only. I'm introducing to some and presenting to others. Man named Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's coming back one day, bursting through the clouds. And with this, thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, on this morning. Hallelujah. We're coming with grateful hearts of sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we're coming from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west. We know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, we'll continue in your will and in your way. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. And Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name the glory and honor and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you this morning on an hour. I just thank God, because God is such a good God. I'll tell you, it's just not enough time in a day, even a night, to explain God's greatness. But we know that God is gracious. He's gracious to us, his children. And God said in his word that no good thing will he withhold from you and I. And our sermon on this morning is tried by fire. And that's talking about you and I as steward and stewardess of Jesus Christ. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads this. It says, "You, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 66 and 10. We'll move on down to our seventh key scripture for this morning. And it reads this. "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 1 and 21. And I want to encourage you on this morning as to tune in and, you know, kind of engage in the program on this morning. I'd be so grateful for you to just take out your pen and your paper, your pad, or your iPhone, your tablet, whatever digital devices that you have at your fingertips. I would just be, like I said, just gracious of you just taking down the key scriptures that I just given out. And I will repeat those scripture reading again for your edification. Because it's always a good thing for you, the listener, to read it for yourself. For I'm telling you the divine word of God straight out of the scripture. But it's also is a good thing for you to read it for yourself. And I know I'm just, like I said, I'm just coming straight down the middle, the word of God. I don't take anything away and I do not add anything. But I would just love for you to just take down the scriptures and read them at your designated time slot. And that first scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalm 66 and 10. And once again, it reads this. It says, "You, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined." And that scripture reading, my brothers and sisters, coming out of the law of Psalms 66 and 10. Second key scripture reads again, is "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And that scripture reading, once again, is coming out of the law of Job 1 and 21. And so that is for your own personal edification. And we're going to now go on into a program that's already in progression. And we know, hallelujah, as saints of God, men and women, living this life of Christ, from day to day, we know that it can get hectic sometimes with the trials and tribulations coming at us left and right. And sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't know where to turn. We know that sometime in our walk with Christ, we know that the stable things upon which we have leaned are now removed. When those things that give you and I identity, that makes us who we are taken away from you and I. You and I, we feel helpless. And often we cry out to God. Sometimes we even blame God as well. Well, we find out that when Job lost his possessions, his family, he lost his wealth and everything that made him who he was, he realized that he was merely a steward. Nothing really belonged to him. In reality, sometimes that we know that some things that made Job who he was and gave him his integrity. Hallelujah. Namely, his faith. He knew that in time of trials that he must continue to trust in God. He knew that when he had been blessed by God, he also knew that even when all seemed lost, and that enters into our lives as men and women on this earthly planet, when all seemed lost, that Job could continue to be blessed the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. And similarly, the trials that you and I face, it reveals the integrity of our faith. And we find out that during these times, we find out what makes us who we really are, like Job. But you and I must continue to trust in God, even when all seem lost. As Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing you and I, but he is preparing you and I for a higher purpose. We must know that something good always comes out of our trials as we experience them. We must have faith in God's word and avoid sin. And we should never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character, always being mindful that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying, "The Lord gave," hallelujah, "and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 1. And 21. And we can also have this prayer. Lord, I pray that whatever trial that I might face, or you might face, that I will maintain my integrity. I am committed through Jesus Christ to remain in character at all times. So you and I must not get out of character, spiritually speaking. We must not, you know, curse God at any time, but to remain in our character and in our integrity, praising and worshiping God for the victory, and to help you and I to see God's hand in every trial. Lord, so that I might keep the faith and avoid sin and never charge you foolishly. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Thank you, God. And we know that like Job, we know that Job knew the reality of extreme and sudden loss. And I know that if some of you that are out there listening on this morning, that you have lost in your lifetime, you've lost loved ones that was dear to your heart, colleagues, and business partners, dignitaries, extended family members, and the list go on and on. But Job ignored the advice of his wife to curse God and die. He didn't listen to his friends who filled his ears with advice. Instead, Job searched for God, and in regard to him, confessed. He said that he knoweth the way that I take. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 23 and 10. And our sermon this morning is tried by the fire. I want to ask you this morning, have you been tried by the fire? Can you truly say that you've come out as pure gold? Well, I want to tell you on this morning, in this journey, this Christian faith that you and I confess to have, the love of God,
hallelujah, in his doctrine. That we will be tested through trials and tribulations. God is going to test you and I. We don't always know when we're going to be tested or how. The magnitude of our test, the volume of our test, we don't know. But you can be assured this one thing, that God said in his word, I'll never give you no more than you can bear. God will not give us no more than we are able to carry out. Hallelujah. And we're going to go back and read that scripture in Psalm 66 and 10. And it says, you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. So God will refine you and us. He will test us and see if we are the designated candidate for the trial in which God will take us through. And sometimes we know that trials do not feel good. They do not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that trials feel good, because they do not. But God tells you and I, he said that you will go through trials and tribulations as long as our feet is planted on this soil. But God's word has encouraged you and I. He said that I will carry you through and I will bring you out. And we know that the main end of life is not to do but to become. And for this, we are being prepared every day as silver is refined by fire. We know that the heart is often refined in the furnace of sadness. The psalmist said in his sorrow, we went through fire. The refining process may be very painful, but it will not destroy you and I. For the refiner, hallelujah, sits by the furnace, tending the flames. He will not allow you and I to be tried beyond our endurance. It is for you and I good. We must not understand why we have to endure such misery years after year. We know that the ordeal seems endless and pointless. Our days are wasted, or so it appears. We feel as if it are doing nothing of lasting significance. But I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning. But God is doing what matters. We are being refined, you and I. He is placing us into a crucible in which we are acquired patience, meekness, humility, compassion, and the other quiet virtue our souls naturally lack. So don't be afraid and don't you fret. Your present trial, as painful as it might be, has been screened through God's wisdom and love. And we know that the refiner sits beside the crucible, tempting the flame. And it's not only tempting the flame, but it is monitoring the process, waiting patiently until his face is mirrored in the surface. So as thy day, thy strength shall be. This should be enough for thee. He who knows thy frame will spare burdens more than thou canst bear. So we know that the fire of testing can produce a shining testimony. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnetize your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, You want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. The God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to just encourage your heart. You that might be going through, just know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is sure to come in the morning light. Till we meet again, you go in God. And allow God to go in you. We're going to now change this service over to the Hymns of Zion.
Until I get there. Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Tweety, the Clark Sisters.
Thank you.
guys a song.
Guys, it's gone.